Recently did some traveling and ran into some people who were somewhat different than we are. What do you think caused that?
Probably a whole lot of inbreeding.
Emily Hayes, your prediction for today's show.
Is it going to be good? Am I going to have something important to say? Probably not.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what's on your mind?
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
I should have known. And Rich Thomas, how are you?
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure. So much for my million-dollar smile. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Rich Thomas communicating with us telepathically.
Fantastic.
It is an amazing technology. I'm just talking about a 3-for-1 event, random facts. And yes, there will be a convoluted intro coming up. That'll pay off in a $10 food outlet pop quiz. Emily Hayes is here. Let's get the forecast first at 7:02.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Those comfortable days and cooler nights will soon be just a memory. Today, more sunshine. We'll be up to around 91 for a high. We're still dry. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low of 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, more and more humidity. Hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s in spite of the widely scattered afternoon and evening storms around. And more of the same Monday and Tuesday. It's back to business as usual here in Alabama. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I got ASE. Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
What a drag it is getting old. Time is on my side.
Mick Jagger's birthday. We have a thread on Facebook on your favorite Rolling Stones song, and we've had a bunch of responses to that so far. And what's interesting is there's almost no repeats. Everybody has their own favorite Stones song, and there's not one in particular that's lighting up the board. He was one of the rare people born in England during the middle of World War II. In 1943, when many British towns were being singled out for, and with the servicemen mostly deployed or somewhere in the southern part of the British Isles, weren't too many men around at that time. So the birth rate was really low in Britain at that time. He is an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1989. And as I mentioned earlier, the boss saw him in Jacksonville this past weekend and said they were fantastic. Wonderful. Yeah.
Say he's got like a 5-hour regimen every day to keep him.
Yeah, he did mention that. Yoga and all kind of. Now,
said he didn't leave the stage once to go to the bathroom or anything.
Well, maybe it's one of those NASA devices that Jay was talking about yesterday.
Dadgummit! We're not circling back to the poop.
You brought it up.
I didn't get any complaints about that yesterday, for what it's worth.
I count.
I had no complaints except for you. Now, we'll say that since you count.
I do count.
We got no complaints from listeners.
I listen.
You're a participant.
Am I a participant?
Hey, I mentioned that.
Unfortunately.
Rude. You mentioned what there? I'm sorry.
I didn't do the celebrity birthdays in the timeline. I was going to do them in the cheap and trashy, but that was kind of tight on time. But beside Mick, Sandra Bullock is 55 today.
Oh, Sandy.
Kevin Spacey is 60.
We don't care.
They're probably not. I don't know that anybody's throwing a party for him today. Dorothy Hamill.
I got stuck with her haircut for a handful of years.
What was wrong with her haircut? I liked it. She was, a lot of women wore that look.
I was a kid.
I've told you about Diane, right? Little
no,
Diane.
No, but let me tell you, little Emily comes back from Christmas break with the Dorothy Hamill haircut in like first grade, and those kids were ruthless. I mean, hateful. Did the whole, where's Emily? Who's this new little boy? I was so upset!
Wow, I think there are some real deep issues underneath.
But I will tell you that my mom said if I was going to have long hair, I had to take care of it like my sister took care of hers, and keeping it brushed and not tangled up and all this stuff. And I didn't. I was too busy playing and such. And so it became a thing where she was tired of getting the knots out of my hair because it was long and tangly. And then I got the Dorothy Hamill haircut. I was still reliving my trauma as you interrupt me, but that's okay.
Man.
I'm only the driver of the bus, and I have to let you know when the next stop is, okay?
I'll find you a picture of my Dorothy Hamill haircut, because I know you're dying to see it.
We've seen it.
Shut up. You have not.
We have.
No, you haven't.
Let me ask the two youths here. Who do you think is older, Mick Jagger or Helen Mirren? No cheating with the computer.
I'm not cheating.
Helen Mirren.
I'm going with Helen.
Listeners at home, I'm hearing a lot of Helen Miller out there.
Helen Miller?
Mirren. Who's Helen Miller?
Is that what I said?
Yeah. Who are we talking about here?
Helen Mirren.
Yeah, she's older.
I said Helen.
You said Helen Miller. Mulla? Helen Mulla?
I know why I said it, because the next thing I have lined up to play... actually, Mick is 2 years older than she is.
Really? Yeah, I thought she was older.
And a lot of famous names born on this date who are no longer with us, including Dobie Gray, Vivian Vance from I Love Lucy, who probably deserves some special Emmy for having to pretend she was married to William Frawley.
Who?
The guy that played her husband on Fred Mertz.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is her signature role. Stanley Kubrick. And then last year, Joe Jackson, father of all the Jacksons, died. And
that's right.
Very few people mention what an abusive a-hole he was.
I mean, I remember seeing that movie when I was younger.
Well, he's dead now. I'm sorry.
Well, they also didn't hold any kind of vigils for him either. It wasn't like there was a lot of, let's look at the back on the life of...
Yeah,
Joe Jackson. There was nothing really around there.
He was awful.
I mean, let's be honest. Michael died. That's I would say when Janet passed away.
Don't talk about Janet going anywhere.
It would be a long time before that happens. But I'm just saying, the most you'll ever hear of the Jacksons anymore will be when that happens.
That's upsetting.
And it'll be on just those two. Tito goes away. Nope.
Jermaine.
That chick with a snake that was in the
LaToya
men's magazines. That's the only thing I remember her for. Oh, she had a weird nose. Well, so did
they all had weird.
They all had weird noses.
They all had weird noses.
Well, I had them all circumcised.
That is not the word. It's rhinoplasty.
Well, I don't know that that's much better.
They went to Tom's rhinoplasty.
Today is also FBI Day.
Today. And
isn't it great to... Now, look, I've got...
The male body inspector.
Total respect for the guys in the field who are out there doing the footwork, the gumshoe, looking down...
The gumshoe.
Oh, we're back to dames and gams.
Didn't take long at all.
Dames and gams.
I was a gumshoe. She was a dame.
That's how almost every movie in the early 50s started. Office. That's right.
Gams went all the way up.
Stop it. Hey, it's...
hold it. I'm not finished.
Ooh, interrupting him.
A finger, too.
Ooh.
No, I'm just... That's my pause finger. This is my pause button.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to know that the FBI, though, has been represented at the upper levels by such distinguished individuals like this guy who took over the agency a week before 9/11.
Can you repeat the question? Can you read the last question again? Can you repeat the question just to make certain I have it accurate? Can you repeat the last part of that question? You're going to have to repeat that for me. Can you repeat the question, sir? I'm sorry, could you I apologize. Can you start it again? I'm sorry, could you repeat that one? And the question was? Who else were you talking about? And what was the question, sir, if I might? Then could you repeat it? Pardon me? I'm sorry, could you again repeat the question?
Now that this whole thing is out, Molo. That's from Molo. Oh, look at you with your little Dorothy Hamill. It's cute.
That's awful, but look at the Ninja Turtle birthday cake.
That's a Joey Lawrence haircut.
It's not a Joey Lawrence haircut.
I will find the picture of the Ninja Turtle birthday cake I made and frosted in color. It was remarkable.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this one was store-bought, Greg.
It may have been my greatest kitchen achievement ever. Except for this other... Well, that didn't really involve food. It's 7:12 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to check traffic. And then we have today's good news story with reporter Emily Hayes, Hamill.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock hour on a Friday morning. Our traffic looks pretty good out there. It is busy on the boulevard, so please be careful as you approach the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, we're still up at a speed limit ride. Maybe a little delay as you get close to the downtown area on 65 South. If you're on 65 North, it looks like the police are getting that accident at the Southern Boulevard cleaned up, but be careful as you roll through that area. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Here's the kind of thing that makes you want to believe in fate. A 23-year-old guy named James Bosby was born at Queen's Park Hospital in Northern England in 1995, and a little girl named Amy Gaffney was born a few hours later. So they were born at the same hospital on the same day, and now, 23 years later, they've just gotten hitched. They grew up a few miles from each other, but weren't really friends until high school. It's kind of how it goes sometimes. Then they started dating, and they've been together for about 8 years now, and they both are twins. James has a twin brother named Christian, Amy a twin brother named William. James and Amy got married this month in the same church where her parents and grandparents were married. Then a few days later, they both graduated from college. Amy says the only downside to the whole thing that they have the same birthday, so they don't really get their own day each year, but I would say it's a relatively small price to pay for finding your soulmate.
I would, too.
And getting hitched.
Any other good news over there?
Yes, I've got some good news. We're going to be out at Chicken Salad Chick today in Sturbridge on Vaughn Road as part of our Cram the Van School Supply donation drive to help out the students and teachers of the River Region. We can't do this without your help, so come by and drop off your donations. Everything from... Stop. Let me correct it.
Okay.
Don't you jump in here.
I'm not. I just knew you had it wrong.
I got a day ahead. We're going to be at Jones Drugs on Highway 14 in Millbrook today. And we'll be at Chicken Salad Chick
Tomer.
So today at Jones Drugs on Highway 14 in Millbrook, tomorrow at Chicken Salad Chick on Vaughn Road, both from 11:30 until 1, drop off your school supply donations and check out newstalk931.com if I've confused you. And that's the good news.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
We love good news.
What is it?
Fresh information of a positive nature, but that's not important.
I'm glad you were able to do that.
7:50.
It's okay. Nobody heard the mistake anyway. I got more
boy, look at the time.
And calls about our signal just being horrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the sun's up now, so it's going to be a little rough go there for you. So I think they can listen on the app, though.
That's the best way to do it.
Switch to the app.
It's the best way to do it. Switch over to the app.
It's safe from the atmospheric conditions that we can't control because we're not God.
We don't like to impose Coach that Saban? Extra step on you. We know you're busy getting ready for your day, but that is a... there's nothing we can do about this condition.
There's nothing.
No.
It's like... So what we have coming up is Jay's Random Facts.
You okay over there? My first year in radio, and I was... board hopping a sports station thing, and I got chewed out for sunspots. There was nothing I could do about it, but I got chewed out from a listener. You should do better.
Well, On that note, let's get ready for your local news, random facts, and following that, as usual, we'll do our $10 food out of pop quiz and...
convoluted intro?
Yes.
You got one?
It's stupid, okay. But...
I mean...
Then it's going to be great.
I'm doing basically two different jobs today, and so...
You're doing a good job.
I'm trying.
We'll get you our participation ribbon later.
Oh, thank you. 717.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There is now a $4,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Police say that 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed during that robbery. This happened at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10 early Wednesday morning. Montgomery police say a man accused of capital murder is also behind another shooting. Authorities say 23-year-old Cardarius Fountain is responsible for a triple shooting on July 4th. That shooting happened in the 3200 block of Covered Bridge Drive. And the Montgomery Public Safety Communication Center staff is growing. Five women graduated yesterday, becoming public safety communications operators and dispatchers. City officials stress the importance of dispatchers during emergencies. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, Rich here, talking about Dillon Ring in Montgomery, located just off the Atlanta Highway. It's a family-owned and operated business dedicated to excellent customer service since 1993. I'm always amazed at the creations Josh has come up with over the years. In fact, he has pictures of some of his creations, and he can tell you the stories behind them. Now, you may have some special dates coming up, birthdays, anniversaries. It's never too early to start thinking about the holidays. Ask about their easy financing. They'll help you out. I love reading the testimonials on their website from some very happy customers all over the river region. You can check them out at DillonRings.com and also on their Facebook page. They have designer pieces from all over the world in their showroom. And don't forget, they are experts in repairing all types of jewelry, too. So stop by, see Josh and Leslie in person, located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from Walgreens, on the Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. They're closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, and on Saturday from 10 to 3. Experience the difference at Dillon Rings.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaCroix, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. AC by LaCroix.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaCroix.
Boss Skaggs is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win a pair of tickets to see Boss Skaggs at Impact on September 8th.
Baby's in the running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street.
Tickets to Boss Skaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, September 8th from News Talk 93.1.
Win tickets to that show later this morning with our silly contest.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
People music.
Distracted old people on their cells. They suck at driving, gonna kill themselves. Checking Facebook, they skid off the road. Too many old people on their phones. Typing a text out on the highway until they crash and total their Chevrolet. Reading Twitter, hitting traffic cones. Too many old people on their phones.
Too many old people on our phones. We got a green light, but we never go. Sending an email, driving way too slow. We are old people on our phones.
Get ready.
And now,
light yourself a cigar and enjoy yourself some
random
facts.
Seeger. I like that one. That was good. Like yourself a Seeger. I'm amazed you came up with that. It was good.
It was good. I didn't know where we were going.
I hope you're not just being kind.
I am not.
No, he's never nice.
Because of my age.
No, I am legit giving you a compliment on that one. That was good.
Thank you, sir.
Seeger. Did you know Clyde Barrow of Bonnie and Clyde fame once wrote a letter to Henry Ford thanking him for the reliability and the performance of his V8 automobiles?
Well, that's rude.
Why?
The reliability of the car that they...
Well, it's not rude. I mean, he was legit like, hey, this was good.
And hey, this is good for helping us, you know, rob and kill people. Roll Tide.
But, you know, not rude. He was, you know, did good.
In
fact, you know what? That is in that movie, The Highwayman, on Netflix.
Is it?
That particular, yes. But they don't show Clyde saying that. It turns up in a story, you know, because those guys were treated like heroes, not murderers.
Yeah.
Because of the depression and the attitude people had towards banks and stuff. So they kind of were seen in a very odd light at the time.
Hmm.
Not what they deserved.
Did you know, upon the surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, 500 U.S. Army troops moved in the next day to occupy Walt Disney Studios for the next 8 months?
Oh, wow.
The day after the attack, Walt Disney received an early morning call from his studio manager, Walt. The Army is moving in on us, the man said. They came up and said they wanted to move in. I said I'd have to call you, and they said, call him, but we're moving in anyway. With that, 500 U.S. Army troops marched into the Disney studio, part of the force stationed in the hills around Los Angeles to protect aircraft factories. They repaired equipment in the large soundstage, stored ammunition in the parking sheds, and posted guards at all the entrances. They remained at the studio, the only Hollywood facility the Army took over for 8 months. Thus, the Disney studio began its encounter with the American government and the war. Did you know magpies have been observed taking part in elaborate grieving rituals which have been linked to human funerals, including laying grass wreaths?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a bird, right?
A magpie, yeah.
Cost plus 10 at Food Outlet, right near the moon pies.
No, Greg.
There's a great little song around the holidays, and it's...
The turtle doves.
No. It's not a song. It's a piece of music. And it's got magpie in the title. I think it's more than just that. But if you hear it, you'd recognize it. I know you would.
Are you sure it's magpie and not magi?
No, it's not Gift of the Magi. No. I'm gonna have to look it up now.
I know what Gift of the Magi is. It's by Henry.
Magpie classical music. It is the Thieving Magpie.
Oh yeah.
Yes. If you heard it, you would recognize the tune. Did you know the northern prawn is born male, but after 1 to 2 years, it undergoes a change.
Are we talking shrimp?
Then spends the rest of its life as a female.
Oh.
Yeah.
Born a Bruce.
Becomes a Caitlin.
Becomes a Caitlin.
Then goes into the pot.
Great metaphor, kids.
Did you know that yawns obviously are contagious? We know that.
But it's a visual thing.
It's... Stop it.
Don't look at them. I got this Mountain Dew Kickstart over here. I feel great.
Anyway, it's not only contagious with humans, but it's also with dogs, too.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know about cats. Probably not. Cats don't care.
Like cats would yawn if I yawned, or I would yawn if one of my three cats yawned.
If one of your cats yawned, you would probably yawn. But if you yawned, then the cat wouldn't. In other words, if dogs see you yawn, they'll catch it.
Okay.
But not the same. Maybe not the same way with cats.
Okay.
Cats will just look at you and judge.
I'm really going to pay attention to this now.
See about that. I'm not sure. See about that.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Just yawn at one of the kids. Did you know the word Donnybrook comes from the Donnybrook Fair, which was a notoriously disorderly event.
I don't even know what the word Donnybrook is. I've never heard of it until just
usually
now.
Usually refers to a verbal or physical brawl of some type.
Yeah.
Who uses that word?
It's an old word.
Yeah, it's even before Peepaw's time.
Hear it in the parking lot at medieval times?
You know what, I see it in sports coverage.
You do, a lot.
There was a Donnybrook between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets.
Whatever.
The Donnybrook Fair was held annually in Dublin from 1204... ...until the middle of the 19th century.
So, well, you wonder what people did for fun in 1204.
Right, I mean,
what the hell was there to do besides live and hunt and pretend it's Millbrook.
Did you know the dog of Meriwether Lewis accompanied his master on the famous expedition with William Clark? He was the only animal to complete the entire trip. Now, at one point, he was stolen by Indians.
What?
And Lewis threatened to send three armed men to kill the entire tribe if he did not get his dog back.
Wow.
Soldier, eh.
Right?
Dog.
I'm going to kill all of you if you don't give me my dog back. I'll tell you what his dog was named after we get off the air.
Oh, no. One of those, eh?
Did you know the inventor of the black box only worked on it in secret, and it was originally rejected by the aviation community due to privacy concerns, or if I was British, privacy.
Privacy.
Before the invention, troubleshooting crashes was extremely difficult, and lessons learned from black boxes have improved airline safety significantly.
However, cockpit voice recorders have revealed some embarrassing conversations that took place prior to serious disasters, and in part blamed the crew for not being focused on what they're supposed to do. So now there's a rigid rule that cockpit conversation has to be limited.
Yeah.
You know, from the time they push back from the gate to, you know, getting airborne. No, I mean, there was one incident where the pilot and the co-pilot are flirting. She doesn't even belong in the cockpit, and they're flirting with a flight attendant. And that plane went down, man.
Yep.
So I can understand that part of it, but sometimes that's actually been a factor in a plane crash.
Hmm.
First comment says, whoever thought a black box was a privacy concern would die in panic if they saw the current state of privacy.
This is true. I mean, overall, we don't even know. If we knew, we would feel very differently.
The second comment says, in reality, it was probably less of a concern with privacy as a principle and more like pilots wanting to CYA in case they screwed up.
You know, the sad fact is that pilot error is involved in a majority of incidents, not because they don't know what they're doing. In fact, sometimes it's because they're so experienced that they overlook one little step that ends up being the cause. And it's a shame because a lot of guys who were flying planes that had these incidents had very distinguished careers, military and in commercial aviation. And one thing, flying into a thunderstorm or not paying attention to the radar.
Did you know that actor Kirk Douglas once tried to kill himself after his stroke?
Aww.
He was so despondent by that because he's an actor. You can't talk, you can't act. It's, you know, one of those things. He just thought it was all over. He was going to shoot himself in the mouth. Put the gun into his mouth as he was doing that. He hit a tooth. Yet it hurt so much that he stopped.
Wow.
Going through it. And afterwards, he laughed about it and thought, you know what? I'm going to live.
That's God's way of intervening, man.
You just need that one moment, of
clarity.
Stop and think. Let everything else just go away, which is what happens when you're in massive pain from a toothache. And you suddenly hit this clarity of like, I don't need to do this.
Toothaches are the worst.
Ooh.
I mean, oh, with a gun? Yeah.
Ow.
Did you know that many casinos try to avoid making you ever have to... I mean, casinos have a lot of ways to keep you in there.
Oh, yeah.
The drinks keep coming.
Uh-huh.
There's no clocks. There's no windows. All that stuff. Well, here's another one that I didn't know about. they tried to avoid making you ever have to turn in a right angle by design. As such, a hard turn forces people to call upon the decision-making parts of their brain, which is something that casinos naturally want to avoid.
I'm thinking of all the boats I've been on.
You've never been into a casino that wasn't on a boat?
Well, I mean, I went to the casinos in Mississippi.
Have you ever been out to Vegas? You have.
No!
I thought you had.
I have no desire to go any further west than, like, Texas.
Why?
Because. There's
plenty of cool things out there to check out.
I mean, I'm sure I'll get there eventually, but, I mean, I don't have some driving desire to be out there.
It's fine.
I really like where I am. Alabama's a beautiful world, Todd.
I've been to Vegas. It was in 2001.
Have you ever been on the boats?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, actually, you know what? My parents took me on the boats, but I was a kid. I couldn't go in. I had to go to the little arcade room downstairs.
Oh.
The Grand, I think, is what it was.
Oh.
Yeah. And that was the only time I'd been down there, but I have been to Vegas.
Well, I haven't.
But I haven't either.
Good.
I can't remember the layout of the casino that I was in, though, as far as, like, making left or right-hand turns.
It seems like it was more of a horseshoe type situation. There was never a hard right to come back up. You know what I mean? It was just a curve.
All right, we're about to do the final random fact, but I will tell you there's an extra bonus random fact at my Facebook page today.
Oh!
Yes, and I will tell you what that is after we get off the air. But here's your final random fact for today. You should never put butter on a burn. This is not something I was doing anyway, but apparently...
Who puts butter on burns?
I don't know. But I'm sure there's somebody listening who does this technique. Oh, it's burned. Let me put some butter on it.
Look, see...
It's got salted.
See this?
I mean, yeah.
You see this?
What happened to your middle finger?
What happened was that one of my favorite casserole dishes that was a wedding gift...
Is this another burn or is this the same one?
It's the same one, but Greg probably wasn't paying attention to me last week.
Were you here?
Yeah. Were you? Lord. Anywho, I was making chicken and rice and had forgotten that Eric could fix the casserole dish, the handle that had broken with super glue. Seemed like it was holding just fine. But after baking for over an hour, I pull out the casserole and the handle gives way. And so with my good hand, I, like, took my... nobody can see. I just formed my knuckles or whatever and used that to get it onto the stove and burned my middle finger. My middle finger. Charlie bit me. burned my finger pretty badly. Sorry that I couldn't tell that story any faster. I can see that you're mad.
Burns need to be cooled as soon as possible, but butter slows the release of heat from the skin. But I don't know.
Who on the internet told people to use butter for burns?
Oh, that's an old wives thing.
That's exactly like this thing. Why would you put butter on a burn? And the next comment says it's an old folk remedy.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, y'all.
Our pop quiz is coming up, but if you have a burn, where I would go, Adam's Drugs.
Oh, yeah.
To the nearest one, because the pharmacist can...
You could go talk to Lamar.
Consult you on what over-the-counter solution is the best and one you should keep in the house. Is it Neosporin? Is it some type of...
Aloe vera.
...cream or moisturizer until the burn starts to heal? What kind of wrapping should I use to protect the burned area so it doesn't stick? Those are questions that the pharmacist can answer, and I recommend it. And we got the most... poignant call yesterday afternoon from one of our listeners who switched to Adam's Drugs, who recently had a terrible thing and fell and broke her hip.
Oh.
Ooh.
And she called us literally in tears because Adam's Drugs came and delivered her medications because they knew that mobility for her was going to be real tough. And she was so grateful. And you see, that type of service, that type of caring, that's available at all 12 locations. I've never seen a business with that many locations where the consistency and the comportment of the employees and staff is so consistent. It's fantastic. So whichever of the dozen Adam's Drugs locations you choose, count on top-notch service, caring people, and delivery in a situation when you need it. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one. Nurse, you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's $10 food outlet pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Emily and I were on the exact same wavelength.
Oh, how about that, y'all?
We were.
Unity!
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a bird that has an elaborate grieving ritual, placing, laying grass wreaths as part of that. What was the name of the song I mentioned that is associated with that bird?
You remember.
272-9228 is the number.
I mean,
of course I remember.
You didn't remember I was here last week, but, you know, whatever.
Look at that. We already got call.
272-9228. First person with a correct answer wins. $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Yay!
Line's over. 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of our rush hour this morning, and things look pretty good out on the roadways for a Friday morning. We don't have a lot of problems for you. The police are still working an accident at Woodmere Boulevard and the Eastern Boulevard, so be careful there. The rest of the traffic around town is looking pretty good. We don't have any big problems on the interstates. Everybody's rolling at a speed limit ride on I-85. Get ready because you're probably going to slow down on I-65 southbound as you approach the downtown area. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away at anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Tears off his what?
Are you kidding me?
Really? Did I see? All right, so far we have not had a correct answer to our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Correct answer, we ain't even had a call.
272-9228. Well, we got the...
I don't know if anybody can hear us.
They can hear us on the app. They probably just... There's probably just a delay. Everybody just needs to calm down. Calm down. That's what my buddy Ray would say. Calm.
Would this be a good time, then, to review some of the specials at Food Outlet?
Yeah. Okay, I got distracted by another Joan Jetta. Sorry.
The fact that they have three different cuts of steak... T-bones and New York strips at $4.77 a pound.
Madness.
That's about half of what you'd pay at a chain grocery store. Ribeyes, $6.95 a pound, and I can guarantee you that's at least $3 a pound lower, maybe more. When I go to one of the chain grocery stores, there's one close to my house. Sometimes I need one thing, so I'll stop in there.
Thanks, man.
And I do a little reconnaissance shopping, price comparing, and it's stunning to me the vast difference between cost plus 10% at Food Outlet and what they're charging retail. It's stunning. $10 goes a long way. We had a listener, I posted it on Facebook earlier this week, who won one of our $10 gift certificates and took a picture of all he was able to buy with $10. That included turkey sausage, several bags of frozen vegetables, a whole bunch of stuff. And it does go a long way. And then when you make Food Outlet your weekly grocery shop stop, it really adds up over the course of time. I figure this is my sixth year at about a minimum of $800 a year savings. That's about $5,000. And yes, I can use that money. I am not a wealthy man. I'm rich in so many ways, but not wealthy. So if you'd like to save money, enjoy great... By the way, the Food Outlet butcher can cut those New York strips or T-bones or ribeyes to whatever thickness you prefer. Just let them know. When you stop by any of the three locations, Food Outlet on Highway 14 in what used to be known as Twice a Day Millbrook. On Main Street at the Preferred Community west of Highway 31, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard. And yes, I will be there Sunday morning, but no Bailey Grahams this week because both she and Rich...
Yeah.
Are out of town.
So, no call. We did have a call a minute ago to let us know that our signal's really bad, but...
Yeah, we've been getting those all morning. It's just one of those rare days where everything goes...
Yeah. No calls on the upside. Pop quiz.
Well...
Does no one know the answer to the question?
Give it one more time.
What is the name of the song that I mentioned that was associated with the bird? And let me just go ahead and give you the bird's name. It's the magpie.
That would have been a good pop quiz question.
What was the name of it? Oh, look, there's a call. You want to just grab it.
Hi, who's this?
Yep.
Hello, who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael.
Hey, Michael. Are you calling for the pop quiz, or are you calling to tell us our signal?
I am. I think I know the answer.
All right, Michael. What do you think it is?
Is it the Thieving Magpie?
That is correct. You got it right.
Thanks so much.
And you won a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on there. Hi, we did get a winner. What's your name?
Oh, you did get a winner? I already won before. I had to wait, but the Magpie Thief.
Yeah, but we still wanted to put you in the weekly drawing. You're eligible for that even if you won.
That's today.
It's Friday. Oh. Yeah.
What's your name?
Brian Hudson. I won yesterday.
Oh yeah, you're already in there. You're already in our
Okay.
Our call.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brian.
But was it the Magpie Thief?
No, it was the Thieving Magpie. You had it reversed.
Thieving Magpie. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
By the way, I never heard of that song. I have heard that song.
Yep.
Wow, that's one of those classical pieces that, I love classical music. I really do. I was into that. But we had a thing when I was in seventh grade. And at first I did it because it got us out of class once a month. But for $2, we'd get on a charter bus and we'd go in the afternoon, get out of school early, go hear the Chicago Symphony. And it was amazing. You know, the music, it was just that's how I came to love it.
Let me tell you, changed my life. Second grade, going to see the symphony in Birmingham. Fell in love with it.
The when people ask me what my favorite album is of all time, you know what my answer is? The Nutcracker.
Oh, really?
I think the greatest single work of music ever decomposed is Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers. I would love to choreograph an ice skating performance to that song.
That's so great. Do you have experience in ice skating?
I skated a lot in Chicago, but that's something where, in an artistic way, I think you could make such a spectacular ice show with that one song.
So, like, do you like Verdi? Verdi?
Verdi?
Yeah, Desiree. Requiem? Any of that?
I'm sure it's like this one that Jay just played.
Yeah,
I'll
pull it up in the break, because knowing my phone, I'll probably have to play an ad before I get to it. But you'll know it when you hear it.
And every once in a while, it makes me sound more intelligent, too.
It's okay. You don't have to.
We're giving away Boz Gags tickets. And we'll give you the lowdown on how to win those. Ace of the Rockets.
Hey, listen, I've just got an image in my mind of the Greg Goodell ice capade coming up this fall for the holidays. I mean, that's
mock me if you want. I think I have the composite skills to design a choreographed version of Waltz of the Flowers using about 20 ice skaters.
Oh, no, not mocking.
With fireworks.
Sir. Listen, my whole family would be there, I assure you. Hey, look, I want to thank Jay. I tuned in late today, but I want to thank him for giving me a new invective, a new way to subtly mock people that give me a hard time. I'm going to call them a thieving magpie.
It is. It does have a little insulting tinge to it, doesn't it?
It does, man.
Even just the name of the bird, you magpie.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things, too, where you can insult somebody, and they may not be sure that you really insulted them.
Right.
If you called me that, I'd wear it as a badge.
Did you call me a beautiful piece of classical music? Thank you very much. Clink.
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 You guys have a great day and a great weekend if I don't talk to you.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, man.
Rossini was the composer, by the way.
And he also wrote the William Tell Overture. What do you think we open the show with every morning?
The William Tell. Was that Rossini?
And you know where I stole that idea from? The William Tell? Hey.
Yes.
I know you're here today.
Look, I'm trying to look this up for you. Don't get sassy pants with me.
Sassy pants?
Calm down.
She won't come and have lunch with me at the home this weekend if I don't. 7:46.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Those comfortable days and cooler nights will soon be just a memory. Today, more sunshine. We'll be up to around 91 for a high. We're still dry. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low of 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, more and more humidity. Hot and humid with a high in the lower 90s and spotty, widely scattered afternoon and evening storms around. And more of the same Monday and Tuesday. It's back to business as usual here in Alabama. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
747, James. We had all this time earlier. Now this hour is starting to kind of like tighten, close in on me just a little bit.
Hey, guys. Hi. I just want to William Tell Overture is the lead-in for the Feeding Magpies.
Real? What? Oh, what?
He just went through a whole range of emotions.
Wait, what, sir?
If you start the William Tell Overture and keep listening to it, it leads into the Feeding Magpies.
How about that? I had no idea.
Well, I know the theme, like the part, I know that they have a couple of different versions. Obviously, they have a couple of different versions of with a William Tell overture that's like, hey, let's get to the point. And it's the same, and it's the same way with the Thieving Magpie. The Thieving Magpie piece, 10, 12 minutes long, but the piece that is abridged is like, you know, that's the album cut. The single release is like 5 minutes long. And it's like, gets to the point.
If you want to listen to the whole thing with the William Tell Overture and the Feeding Magpies, listen to the soundtrack for A Clockwork Orange.
That's exactly where that piece comes from, Clockwork Orange, with the whole thing there. Yeah.
Y'all have a good weekend, guys.
All right, we appreciate the call. Hey, Rich, can you do a commercial?
What is it?
Well, that's information about an advertiser, but that's not important. Did you like the joke?
Awful. Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it. They have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
From the Fox Business Network, Twitter is reporting a mixed quarter. Though its earnings were weaker than forecast, the money it brings in, its revenue, was stronger than predicted. The company is reporting 139 million daily active users, more than expected. Amazon's business improved in the spring quarter, but not as much as Wall Street predicted. Investors are accustomed to seeing record growth from Amazon. It's spending more to deliver things to Prime members in one day. Its worldwide shipping costs increased 36% in the quarter. Google parent company Alphabet reported a stronger than expected quarter. Iconic images from Ebony and Jet magazines have been sold to a group of foundations who will donate the collection to the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture and the Getty Research Institute. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Today's show is sponsored by Flashback Friday. Thank you, Friday. Can I tell you how unbelievably grateful I am that there weren't cell phones, iPads, or digital cameras when we had to square dance during PE back in grade school? Yeah.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say a man accused of capital murder is also behind another shooting. Authorities say 23-year-old Cardarius Fountain is responsible for a triple shooting on July 4th. That shooting happened in the 3200 block of Covered Bridge Drive. There is now a $4,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Police say that 30-year-old Neil Kumar was shot and killed during that robbery. This happened at the Gulf gas station on Highway 10 early Wednesday morning. And the Montgomery Public Safety Communication Center staff is growing. Five women graduated yesterday, becoming public safety communications operators and dispatchers. City officials stress the importance of dispatchers during emergencies. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at CaravitaVillage.com today.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Jones Drugs on Highway 14 in Millbrook for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Emily?
Someone said my cats are fat. You know what I said? Your cats are fat. Don't you come fat shaming my fur babies. You think my fluffy puffle fluff would be so fluffy without a little extra fancy in his feast? Besides, I have proof my babies don't gain weight. Every morning in my bare feet, I step in someone's cold, wet cat puke.
Ah.
My little angels can't get fat if their food's on my foot, right? You dummies. And who cares? Give me my fat cats. It's just more for Mama to love. Come here, baby. Oh, you're such a chubby chunky, you chubby little tabby.
All right, next hour, we'll do five easy pieces for the last pair of Boss Gags tickets.
Okay.
We also have Seafood Bistro gift card to give away.
What?
The Big Emily segment.
Woo-hoo!
Where we thank the callers who have participated all week, like Stever here.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to let you know that I've been listening to you guys on the app since I've left Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, nice.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I'm heading back to Montgomery. I've been in Cincinnati for the last week or so, and I said, you know, I got to get something that I'm familiar with, reminds me of home, something to keep me awake and involved, and I couldn't wait for the timeline and for the random facts.
Well, I hope I didn't disappoint, because I was the fill-in on the timeline today.
You did a fine job.
You did a fine job. I tell you, did a fine job. In fact, yesterday I was listening to the random facts, and I really did have a... Really did enjoy the NASA random facts, the space random facts there.
I know a lot of people told me that yesterday about that part of it.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because it's part of life, and people want to know that stuff.
That's part of my curriculum. I teach space, and we take kids up to the Space and Rocket Center all the time.
Cool.
And that's the most desired place to go see is where do they go to the bathroom in space? So, hey, you know, that's just part of life. But anyhow, I just want to let you know, the signal at least on the... on the web is coming through loud and clear, and I'm about 40 miles out of Nashville right now.
That is so cool. Drive so safe, man. Safe return.
Yeah, listen to y'all all the way in, on the speakerphone.
We appreciate it.
Y'all take care.
All righty. All right, so we're kind of tight for time here. We do have time to learn you something at this
point. Oh, well, thank the Lord. Going to learn you.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
I'm going to learn you a new word. Hobosexual.
What?
Hobosexual. Would anybody care to take a guess at what a hobosexual is?
I don't know. It's like when you see a hobo and you're like, what?
No.
Hobo's kind of sexy.
They used to make videos out of sexy hobos or something.
I don't know. No.
That was the bum fights.
They used to make fights, exactly.
What a horrible thing that was.
Wretched, horrible, awful.
It's a sexy hobo.
No, this is new, and this shows a willingness on my part to embrace things that don't involve my particular demographic.
Oh, really? You're embracing, you're opening up, you're...
You're not going to scream and yell and stomp and spit and fight about it?
Spit.
No. I imagine there's some spit in the afternoons.
This term is gaining traction. A hobosexual...
I've never heard it.
...is somebody who starts dating you because they need a place to live. So, ladies,
a matter of convenience.
Single women, unless you want to end up with someone like this, I'm gonna send this to Janelle. I don't want her
dating no homosexual.
No, she's got a place to live. I don't want that. Just anybody there. I want somebody who's got their own place, their own life.
Goes against the good book.
Their own parents' basement. What?
Goes against the good book. Homosexuality.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to do anything. It's just a term, but it's a guy who's got a specific goal with the woman, and it's not that.
Yep, just a place to stay, which...
Look at the beautiful Volkswagen Jetta.
Look at that red Jetta.
Well, they're both great. The Jetta, by the way, isn't...
Yeah, awesome. But that one's red.
The one that has 61,000 miles got sold. I knew that was going to be there too long. But they still have great Jetta options at Jack Ingram. Well under $10,000.
You Jetta.
Car knows.
Jet!
Sorry. I can't. It's Jetta, man.
Yeah, no.
There's so many different ways you can use
it. How many Jettas do you think you've sold for Jack Ingram?
I remember the Star Wars Return of the Jetta.
Right? That's a good bless your heart.
What's wrong with a Cosworth? The Jetta?
There are three Nissan Altimas. My nuclear physicist sister, this is the car of her choice because she knows a little bit about engineering in that gig, you know? So if you've got somebody who's heading off to school, get them. Oh, they got a new...
They got a Rogue. Edition,
2012 Nissan Rogue. It's my SUV. I love it.
Ooh. What? Time out. Stop on that Volkswagen.